Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 55, Podjacking. For the week of April 27th, 2008.
Hello, I am Brun, a.k.a. Hot Coffee version 2.0. BJ Swick 33.
And I'm like, I got to continue the intro and I don't know what to do. Hello, this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. This week we will be talking about GTA 4 Pirates, Battlefield Bad Company weapons clarification, and some pretty quick release dates. We're going to talk about our feature this week is going to be, you probably never heard of it, but hey, you know, it's all we could find that's coming out this week. It's this little game called GTA 4. But you know, stick around. You might find something interesting in the feature about it. And then we have some huge news from one of our community friends that you're not going to want to miss. And we finish off our show, as usual, with some viewers' questions. So let's stop wasting time and get to the good stuff.
All right. As far as the, you know, if you would like me to jump in and give the little weather update that I was giving last week, every once in a while on our gamer score, we have done it. And Kyle's not here. Sorry, everybody. Yes, you've noticed that Kyle's not here again. The man is very busy. And, you know, it's okay, buddy. We're holding down the fort, but he is not here to see us hit the 500,000 mark for Woo. our gamer card. So we have made it. We are at 501,950, and we have 45 people on the list. And so now we're going for 1,000,000. Shouldn't we go for 750 first? And then no. Straight for 1,000,000. Oh, okay.
Nah, let's go for that big number. And so
yeah, going for 1,000,000 and Ace Black. If you're not on the list, you better be by the end of the week.
Otherwise, we're taking you off our friends list, and we're not going to boost with you anymore.
Yeah. We were playing a game with him last night, and he's like, "Guys, don't be mad at me. I don't think I'm on the gamer card yet." And I got like 20, you know, he's got like over 20,000, doesn't he?
Yeah, he said over 20,000 yeah. Gamer score.
We could have been at 500,000 like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, hopefully, you know, a couple days or, you know, when after he listens to this, maybe it'll be 522,950, you know, or something like that. So,
there you go.
Beat up the host. I arrived a little late. Do you want to cover that real quick?
Well, basically, we decided to do Rainbow. Well, I've made the call, Rainbow Six Vegas 2 again. I figured this is probably going to be our last time to play it. So we did a little more versus. I think Brun, you got an achievement, didn't you, this week for extracting some intel?
Yeah. Yep.
And a couple other guys got that. We kind of did a little goofing off, a little boosting for the guys, while the rest of us were just trying to kill people, and you know, had a little fun with that. Played for a little while, but the big news here, beat up the host. I expect a big turnout next week because we are going to play GTA 4.
Now, dun, dun, dun.
I know that Kyle's working next week, and eventually we'll get him back into a beat up the host match, but the guy's been super busy. He is still part of this show, and you will see him eventually. But he said probably here in a week or two, you're going to start seeing him online. As some things wrap up for him. So we hope to see him again. We miss him. But I will definitely be playing GTA 4 next week, and I know, Braun, you have got it on your rental list, correct?
Yeah, I re-upped my Gamefly. I've never been a real big person on open world games. I did get into Crackdown a lot, I can say that, so I'm not exactly sure how I'd feel about GTA 4, so I'm taking the $60 that I would spend on buying it and got like 4 months Gamefly, so
There you go.
Kind of put my money somewhere else, because there's a lot of games that I want to play here coming up soon, so.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know if I'm going to like this game or not. Same thing. I loved Crackdown, but I've tried other GTA games and Saints Row and didn't care for them, so. But this game, listening to it, reading about it, has really intrigued me. And that's why I'm giving it a shot. So
yep.
I will be on playing. If Brun, if you got it, I'm sure you'll be there. So we'll do GTA 4 next week.
Yep.
And Brun, why don't you hook us up with this awesome news? Now, take note, those who live outside of the United States, this is very important for you.
Our next community chat has been scheduled. You might have saw out in the forums that we were asking for the best date and time for people outside the U.S. or even inside the U.S. I mean, if you didn't make our last roundtable for our year show, we are having another. And we have a date set, and it is for Saturday, May 3rd. And we are doing it at 8 p.m. What time zone is this here? That's
Greenwich Mean Time.
Greenwich Mean Time. So it's 3 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will be on TalkShoe. So you'll be able to go to TalkShoe.com. You have to go out a little early, you know, sign up. And we'll have the actual link. I'll put it in the show notes this week. And I don't know if we may be able to stick it somewhere else. We'll stick it in the forums, too. I don't know if you have it out there yet for the next out in the forum so people can maybe get to it from there. So please arrive a few minutes early so we can work out some audio issues. Usually we're there about 30 minutes early, and we just, you know, shoot the stuff for a while, and after that we let it go. Now, you know, this time, if you have a bad mic or bad audio, you can still stay and you can still chat, but we're going to actually cut. We're going to mute you out so we have better audio than we did last time. So just keep that in mind. So we hope, you know, as many people can make it, we hope you're all there. Yeah, the last call was fun, so we're doing this one best to meet up, you know, with our viewers and listeners from the other places of the world that we do care about.
Yeah,
that have to buy Rock Band for $5 million.
$5 million.
Yeah, so hope to see you there.
Hey, how would you like to get into our show each week? Well, you can do that. All you got to do is send us an audio clip of you saying the following statement, but inserting your own gamer tag instead of mine. Here is the statement. This is Wingman 709, and you are watching the Xbox Podcast. There you go. Simply record yourself saying that and send your entries to contact@xboxpodcast.com, and we'll be happy to insert your little voice into our show. All right, let's go to top stories.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right, well, I'm going to take the first one here, and before we get... we're not going to drag on the Battlefield Bad Company weapons, paying DLC, all that jazz. Not going to get into it. But we're going to clarify some information for you. All right, the controversy's done and over with. And EA has decided to compromise with the marketing promotion. Well, we've wondered, and we mentioned it last week, is this going to be worse than paying for it? Well, here's the deal. To get the QBU-88 sniper rifle, you will need to pre-order the game online or at any participating retailer. So there you go. Pre-order, get the sniper rifle. That's weapon number one. Number two, there's an Uzi submachine gun. All you got to do is download and play the demo. It's simple as that. So far, I'm thinking this is not too bad. Three, M60 light machine gun. Got to sign up for the Battlefield newsletter. Now, my only question is what if I'm already signed up for it? So maybe I'll go sign up for it again. I don't know. Number four, the F2000 assault rifle. Just got to register your Battlefield Soldier name. So far, it doesn't sound too bad. And the last one is the USAS-12 shotgun. You just got to check your Bad Company stats online at launch. So, there it is. No points involved. Personally, I don't like the point that you have to go through hoops to get all this stuff. But I will say thank you, EA, for making it simple, easy, and really, unless you don't pre-order, you're really only limited to the one. You can download and play the demo and all this stuff, and you'll have your five weapons. So thanks to EA. Props for listening to the community. All righty. What you got, Brun?
All right. Well, what I got is, this whole GTA 4 game, that's coming out. I think it's part of our feature. I can't remember. It's not that big of a game anyway. So, but Microsoft is taking an insider's look at the pirates of GTA 4. Did you know there's pirates in GTA 4?
I didn't know. I didn't know it was a pirate game.
Yeah, pirates with eye patches and, all sorts of stuff and birds on their shoulders. Yeah, do you know why pirates are so cool, Wing?
No.
Because they are. Okay. Bad joke. Okay.
that's a joke I'd expect from Major Spork.
He's the one that told it to me. No, I'm just kidding. Well, no. If I don't know if you've seen it, but I actually got a couple messages recently through Live, and people have already either stolen, ripped, uploaded, like, the full copy of GTA 4 for, the 360. And this story was, I got this from playing Xbox 360, so I'm going to read this kind of out, read this off here. I'm going to attempt to read it, I should say. But it says, shortly after we broke this story, Microsoft began to look at players' gamer tags, who were earning achievements during the bootleg, gaming session. A quick look over gamertag.com or mygamertag.com. You will see anywhere from 10 to 100 people playing GTA 4 online at once. What gamers don't know is that whether or not you are logged on to Xbox Live service, Microsoft can still see that you're currently or have been in the past playing, Grand Theft Auto 4. So, and they say in their opinion you should just wait a couple more days for the full version, and I agree with that. It's, geez, you guys are going to, I've seen this where people are, putting videos and stuff. Why ruin it for other people? In my opinion. I don't know how you feel about it. And the other thing is why would you ever think that it's not going to log your information? Like, your gamer tag.
Everything's logged.
Everything tracks on your gamer tag, people. It's Xbox Live. I don't know, logging off of online does not do anything. It still tracks your gamer card. So they're trying to get achievements, but they're logged off Xbox Live and they're expecting that nothing's going to happen. So I'm curious to find out what happens to them. I hope they get prosecuted.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if something like that comes out of it, or if they're going to claim, well, the retailer sold it to me early.
Well, no, this is, ripped and uploaded. Like, of course, I don't know how.
But you'd have to have a modded Xbox, so then I would think Microsoft would be able to see that they're modded Xboxes.
Right.
So they might get banned.
Yeah, I feel good.
Drop the ban hammer.
Yeah, so, but that was kind of the, with the bad joke and everything, the Pirates of GTA 4, so, and I haven't watched any, don't send me any links for any videos. I'm going to wait till I get to play it. They've done a good job keeping it quiet for so long, I just don't want it ruined now, so.
A couple more days.
And I have another, it's not even a story, it's kind of a couple release dates for, just to have a little moronic cow in our show, and it's just with a couple games that we've mentioned, in previous shows, and I know I've kind of mentioned the Sid Meier's Civilization, but it finally, it finally got a date of June 6th, and Ninja Gaiden 2 for Europe was announced for June 6th. So, and in the U.S., it's June 3rd, so just wanted to kind of put those out there, but that's all I had. So, we can move on to the feature of some sort.
Our tiny feature.
Our tiny feature, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks to CacheFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CacheFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CacheFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CacheFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting, start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, well, here it is. I know you guys are excited, because if you're listening to the show on the day we release it, then you are basically within 12 hours of playing Grand Theft Auto 4. And you know what? I hope that you play our podcast into your radio in the car that you jack when you're playing the game, all right? That's what I want. I want to know who plays our podcast over the radio in the game. Send me, you know what, I might even have to do something. I wish there was a way to prove it, because then I could be like, you know what, we're going to send you a prize or something, but I have no way to even know how you'd prove it. But anyways.
Well, I wonder how online or how multiplayer works. If you guys hop in a car and you're driving around, you know, and you turn on the radio, I wonder if you guys hear the same song.
Oh, well, you know what? We're just going to have to find out next Friday night and beat up the host.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
I'll tell you what, I'll jump in the car, I'll drive, and I'll flip on the Xbox podcast and see if everybody hears it.
Yeah. Make sure you fast forward to the part where my bad pirate joke is.
I might have to start playing in public rooms just to get our show out. People jump in. What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a chronic cow.
Yeah, and all they hear is me going, "Arr."
Oh, this is, you know what? This actually is, now I want to know if I can do this. But anywho. Grand Theft Auto 4 is coming. It's upon us. It's practically here. And I know every one of you probably already know everything there is to know about this. So what we're going to do, what we decided to do, instead of just reiterating everything that's been out there, because it would take us about 4 hours to go through everything, we're just going to briefly give you the synopsis of the game, give you some quick features, and then just, I think, Bron and I, maybe we'll share some thoughts of, you know, kind of what we're looking forward to, so.
Or we could just skip straight to the overkill date.
All right, April 29th, 2008. That's the feature. GTA 4, April 29th. See you next week.
Yeah, for the people who don't sleep.
But basically, you're going to play as Nico Bellic, who's fresh off the boat from Europe, and it is the hope that he can escape his past. For his cousin, Roman, it is the vision that together they can find fortune in Liberty City, gateway to the land of opportunity. As they slip into debt and are dragged into a criminal underworld by a series of shysters, thieves, and sociopaths, they discover that the reality is very different from the dream in a city that worships money and status and is heaven for those who have them, and living nightmare for those who don't. So there you go. That's what the game is all about. Some of the features. Of course, the plot. Grand Theft Auto 4 is a brand new adventure in the GTA universe, following the experiences of Nico Bellic, a new immigrant from an undisclosed Eastern European country whose troubled past and the persuasion of his cousin Roman have brought him to Liberty City. And if you're unfamiliar with what Liberty City is, it's basically New York City, with some of the boroughs and stuff. They just changed the names. You're going to see the Statue of Liberty, but it's got a different name in the game. Stuff. You're going to see some landmarks that they're just going to be named different. But Nico's searching for the American dream, and he needs a fresh start. And he hits an immediate snag when the rags-to-riches story Roman spun to pique Nico's interest is exposed as not only a complete fabrication, but a ploy to enlist Nico's well-known skills as a tough guy against the ample list of enemies clamoring for Roman's debt-ridden blood. Because Roman is the only person Nico knows in Liberty City, he begrudgingly accepts his role as Roman's protector, despite the deception. As time goes on, Nico comes into his own, and his experience on the wrong side of the tracks proves more valuable than he could ever imagine as he fights for survival and later supremacy on the crime-ridden streets of Liberty City. Game environments, as I said, it's basically based on several of the boroughs of New York City and parts of New Jersey. You're going to see a lot of familiar areas. Players can expect visual detail down to the weeds growing in the cracks in the sidewalk, cars and buildings of visibly different ages, and a much greater level of verticality in the buildings and bridges that they are able to explore as Nico moves through the cities and streets. In addition, pedestrians in GTA 4 are more realistic, no longer simply moving cardboard cutouts. These NPCs are intelligent, modern, human representations that laugh, cry, eat, drink, use cell phones, and as talking amongst themselves regardless of Nico's interaction with them. And lastly, gameplay. Historically, GTA games have focused heavily on mission-based play, requiring successful completion of fixed tasks in order for players to progress through the game. But this has changed to a great extent in GTA 4. Players will experience entirely new and exciting emphasis centered on the blending of on-mission and off-mission play, resulting not only in an increased sense of realism, but more interesting and unrestricted gameplay. Now, there's going to be, Brun, wasn't it like 16 multiplayer modes to this game?
It's a pretty big number.
Oh, it's huge. It sounds really cool. Now, the one thing I guess I'm kind of disappointed with, but I think because of the type of game you don't have a choice, is that there's no co-op single player.
Right.
But then again, I think the GTA game is you are by yourself. That's the whole point. So, but there's, I am actually looking forward to the free play. There, you know, you can just kind of run around and do what you want. We kind of do that a lot in Burnout Paradise. And,
right.
You know, you're doing different things. You're talking to people. And, you know, you're going to be able to do all kinds of stuff, basically do whatever you want. And everything I've read on the various multiplayer modes, I think this game really could be a ton of fun. And I think it's going to be very limitless. I think it's like with Crackdown, you know, I had fun jumping in with somebody, and like I was trying to get the achievement where you had to do a double or a triple barrel roll or something, where you had
right.
to do so many rolls or flips. Oh, I think it was like 7 barrel rolls or 7 type of flips within a certain amount of time. Well, I ended up with, I think it was PS Drag, who would actually, I'd get in the car and he'd pick up the SUV, run and jump and throw the car, and I would spin a couple times, and he kept doing that a couple times, and I got the achievement because I was in the car.
Right.
And it was just neat to kind of, you know, because it's almost like to be able to do something that probably wasn't expected, but you're not exploiting or cheating the game necessarily. You're in this sandbox environment, and that was kind of, I really enjoyed that variety that Crackdown brought, and I really think this is going to even go beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks, I mean, I'm interested in playing it. Like I said, though, it's kind of, is it going to stick for me, you know, how long and whatnot, because I have owned one before, and, you know, I played it for 2 or 3 days straight, and then it was just kind of like, okay, now I'm to the tedious point where it's just starts to fall out, you know?
Yeah.
So, but
I think it's going to be definitely good. I really think it's going to be game of the year.
It's going to be good. I'm not denying that. I mean, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm really going to want to play it. And like I said, though, is it going to be a game that I'm still going to be playing at the end of the year, or is it going to be something like, am I going to rent it, play it, and want to buy it, or am I just going to rent it, play it, get rid of it, maybe rent it again later or something like that? So, but we'll see on see on 29th.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I really, I'm not as excited about it as everybody else. I think I'm more excited because I feel like I'm getting burned out on shooters because that's all I've been playing.
Right.
And I haven't played Rock Band in quite a while. I don't really know why, but I think I'm getting to that point where I just kind of feel like I'm kind of bored lately. So I think more than anything, I'm looking forward to this game because it'll be something, a brand new experience in a new environment and a new type of gameplay. So,
yeah.
But it will be interesting. So we will have to see. Again? Yeah, go ahead. That's what I was going to say.
I was going to Overkill date on April 29th, so 2008.
Check the link for in the show notes if you want more information on the game. But other than that, I think that pretty much... I mean, everybody knows everything. There's, I don't know what else to feature, you know? So.
I'm going to put the link in the show notes. It's going to say more GTA info, and when you click on it, it's just going to play that, "You are an idiot, la la la." No, I'm just kidding.
So check out our show notes.
Yeah.
For a top secret
link
to some downloadable content free, courtesy of Xbox Podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's hit the community update. One of my favorites.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
You've heard from us, now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
Like I said, favorite time of the show here. It's the community update. And the first thing we're going to do is you know, in our intro at the beginning, we said we had a nice little interview or an important, forget exactly how Wing stated it, but we do have a very important interview with one of our community, you know, leaders, and that would be 360 Voice. We really enjoy having these guys on, but they have some big information, so big news for their site, and we are going to, this was a pre-recorded, obviously, we did it through TalkShoe, so bear with us on the quality of the audio, but I hope everybody, it was a very good interview, if you ask me, I'm very excited, so listen to it, see what they're up to, and we'll get back to you after the interview's finished.
All right, well, we're to our community section, and this week we have huge news, and we would like to welcome back our friends from 360voice.com, and they are here today to share some really exciting news they have, and we've been lucky enough that they've joined us to share it with all of you on our show. Instead of me messing it all up and getting it all wrong and just, you know, making a mess of things, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then they can share their news with you. And then I know Brent and I will both have some questions for you guys. So go ahead, and Trapper, why don't you go ahead and start it off?
Yeah, so Trapper Markells, gamertag change agent at 360voice.com.
And this is Squid Punch, and gamertag is Squid Punch at 360voice.com as well.
Cool. But yeah, Steve Fatty Chubbs can't be with us today. He's actually in the process of moving, and he is trapped without internet connection. But yeah, we just want to say thanks for having us on the show again. And it's there's a lot of big things going on. A press release went out today for the acquisition of 360 Voice by GamerDNA Incorporated. And GamerDNA is a new startup in the Boston area, specifically Cambridge, that's going to be focusing on building a a brand new community around video games, and we're happy to sort of jump in and apply a lot of the stuff that we've done at 360 Voice to that project. So that's kind of the big news for today.
That's pretty cool. Probably feels pretty good for your guys' hard work to be, noticed as it is, with the community and things like that, but then have something like this comes along is kind of makes you feel pretty good, I imagine. But what's your role going to be as far as after the acquisition and maybe like Fatty Chubb's role and so on and so forth?
Yeah, so they're essentially, acquiring the company and every, part of the company, including the people. So I'm going to be moving into a vice president of product role where my job is to really run the product, the creation of it, the building of it. There's, a couple of other sites that have been acquired as part of this kind of kicking off this whole project. One is at Uber Guild's MMO Guild hosting network. And then, previously Gamer DNA was known as Guild Cafe, which was on the MMO and Guild community hosting side. So trying to take those three communities and sets of products and craft them together into one is going to be my primary role. Steve's coming in as the lead data architect, and his job is to essentially build a lot of the capture technology that we do at 360 Voice for, capturing your play history. The idea is scaling that out to multiple games, multiple platforms, and he's sort of leading the charge behind that. And Squid is definitely staying on the team, and he's going to be continuing to play a larger and larger role at 360 Voice. And we're figuring out how to evolve his role as well, and to continue to grow the site. So it's exciting time.
Cool. Yeah, maybe you can move Squid from just a regular grunt to like lead grunt or something.
In the realm of grunts, I'm already the lead.
Well, it's just I know we listen to your guys' podcast, and I listened and heard you talking about how you're trying to close some issues and stuff every hour to close some issues before you go to bed, and with those guys moving around back and forth between between this stuff going on, you're kind of there on your own for a little bit, so. It's kind of funny. I was laughing in the car as I was driving, just like, oh, man, I remember him coming on, to help things out, and all of a sudden it's just like, ooh. So,
yeah, it wasn't much later either. It was like kind of I was joining the team, and then this kind of started at least discussions not long after or whatever, and then they started getting really busy. It's interesting. And then, like you said, the support work, it's funny because my old job, I would do kind of like I would do what would I call support tickets. What I do now is development for my day job, and then I'd be doing support tickets all the time, and I hated them. So now I'm back to kind of doing tickets, but I do them as my enjoyment.
Right answer.
It's funny how that goes.
The VP has spoken.
No. It's funny because it's like, it's a new endeavor and it's a new company and everything. But, I think what most people are going to want to know is how is it really going to impact them? And, the answer to that is really it's not going to impact people that much. And I think, the idea is that 360 Voice is still, and it will always be, a very powerful community and a very powerful brand for Xbox, and there's no reason we would ever want that to go away. So, there's really about how do we combine the best of that of that site and allow it to sort of extend out beyond just Xbox, because at the end of the day, we're all gamers. We all play lots of games and we all have lots of different game systems. I mean, I don't have a ton of game systems, but I play games on my PC, I play games on my PlayStation Portable, on my Nintendo DS, and on my Xbox 360. So there is an opportunity there to say, I want to also capture all of the memories and experiences I have playing these other games on these other platforms. And I want that to sort of coexist with my Xbox identity. You know, my Xbox is just one identity. I play Tabula Rasa MMO, and I want those experiences captured. And I actually do that sometimes in my own Xbox blog, like in the comments. You know, if I don't play my Xbox that night, I explain what I was actually playing. So there's definitely, you know, Steve and I have perceived all along that there's this opportunity to sort of branch this out. And Gamer DNA is actually one of the ideas we had even before 360 Voice to sort of do that. So this is, I mean, I actually own the GamerDNA.com domain, and that was what got us to this opportunity, was just a random phone call from the CEO at the time, John Radoff, who wanted to buy the name from me. And he was like, hey, I see you own the name. Do you want to sell it? And I said, you know, I don't really want to sell it, because we actually have an idea for this site that we want to build, but 360 Voice is sort of taking all of our time right now. So, you know, once that sort of settles down a bit, maybe we'll get back to it. And so then he went and looked at 360 Voice and was kind of like, wait, this is almost exactly very similar to what they were trying to do with some of their ideas. So then we had just a bunch of conversations, you know, over the course of almost a month or so, and sort of just found some synergy in what we thought is the next evolution of what we've done at 360 Voice. And yeah, so things just kind of came together that way. And now we need to really build something really big.
That's really cool. And you mentioned it's not going to impact very many people, or not going to impact the community as much. Are we going to be noticing like changes to the site or anything?
You're not going to notice any graphical changes or anything. I mean, there are a couple of things that we will eventually want to try and do to sort of cross-pollinate. I mean, the idea is once we start pulling in all of this data at the gamer DNA level, there'll be opportunities to sort of push some of that back because, you know, 360 Voice will be on the gamer DNA network, you know, per se. We'll have the opportunity to do some things that allow people who are already 360 Voice members to take advantage to sort of jumpstart their experience within Gamer DNA. So, you know, I think that we still have to figure out how a lot of this will evolve, and you will see some changes. I mean, I think if you go to the site right now, you'll notice that we started serving some advertisements that are related to the Gamer DNA network of sites. So, you know, there's definitely going to be some cross-pollination from an advertising standpoint, and we're looking at some innovative ways of sort of driving engagement around advertising and game information, which we'll hopefully announce in May. But there's definitely, you know, changes like that you'll see. But as far as the actual experience of using the site, the forums, you know, your blog, the commenting, the watch lists, the badges, the leaderboards, you know, all that stuff is generally going to stay. And if anything, we're going to look at how do we pull the content, the narratives that the Xboxes are generating, how do we pull that into Gamer DNA as another source that you can use in your profile? You know, so that the idea is, you know, Gamer DNA there's already all these communities that you participate in. So not only does Gamer DNA start to become a source of your information and your identity as a gamer, but it also becomes a crossroads of all of the other content that you create. You know, the podcasts that you do, the blogs that you write for specific games, all of that should be able to feed into your Gamer DNA profile. So when people see that, they see this great cross-section of all of this content that you create and all of this game data that's created about you. So, you know, really that's all part of the vision of what we're trying to create. And I mean, I've only been there 3 weeks, going on my fourth week. So it's been a whirlwind. It's sort of come up with, you know, a sort of a solidification of the product and the direction. And, you know, it's still sort of in flux at this point. But it's really great. I mean, everyone's really excited about it. And it's a great team of people. It's fun to be able to take something that was your hobby and to start doing it a little bit more full time. So it's fun.
Wing, do you want to give out one of your questions?
Well, actually, I had quite a few, and you actually just answered all of them except one. This one's going to come from your 360 voice community, and that's, how does this affect badges 2.0? Because we want our new badges. I know you're busy, but darn it, we want our badges.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things for sure that are still in the short-term completion. And badges 2.0 is practically ready. It's just a matter of, you know, really sitting down and putting together the final list of how of visually what the badges are going to look like and doing all those graphics. But, you know, a lot, we laid this out previously. I mean, a lot of the stuff in badges 2.0 is stuff around history and knowing when you've had badges. And then of course some modifications to the genre to more pull them into line, with what we had, what some of the conversations have been. So, you know, all of that has pretty much been done. Fatty's been working on that. So that's definitely going to be rolled out. I mean, when it comes to new features in general on 360 Voice, we're still going to continue to do them. I mean, there's some changes that we want to make to the challenge system. That is going to happen. The badges, of course, are going to happen. There's some augmentation to the blogs that are going to happen. Right now Squid's, you know, working on new features around notification systems. We just deployed some changes to the microblogging that allows you to microblog about anything. So I think what's really interesting is that, you know, with Gamer DNA, there will be resources to devote effort to building features down for 360 Voice. And I actually kind of look at 360 Voice as an opportunity to experiment because, you know, we have a really solid services platform there, and we have, you know, a really stable code base, which allows us to really easily implement features. What I've sort of noticed is we can almost trial the features down at 360 Voice in some ways and sort of see how they work and get a feel for them, and then sort of fold those into the Gamer DNA master product. So there's some opportunities for sure to just keep growing 360 Voice and expanding it. It's still going to be fun, and we're still going to be doing a lot of stuff down there, and we're still going to be doing a lot of promotions and contests. And we're trying to, now that both Steve and myself are sort of getting through, well, Steve's getting through his move, but I still have my move in June. But we should be able to start bringing back game nights more regularly. And, we have a bunch of Xboxes at the office. We can do some game nights and get the rest of the Gamer DNA staff involved. It's still going to be a big part of what we do, and everyone's going to see that.
So I wanted to make sure that I understand the Gamer DNA site. So this is basically going to be kind of like combining all your stats. Is it going to be like what Xfire does for the PC, what 360 Voice does for the Xbox, and just kind of combine that as well as like PS3, and just no matter what you're gaming on, you're going to be able to get that data?
Yep. So the idea is that it folds around, three ways of creating content. I mean, when you play games now, there's all this metadata being created, whether it's, like you say, Xfire, or, if you're playing World of Warcraft, there's this XML feed called the Armory that displays all of your information about that. If you play EVE Online, there's an API key for your corporations that you join. So, all of these games that people play are starting to get these rich feeds of data. And the idea is, just like we do with 360 Voice, to pull these in and create historical records. Automatically generated historical records of all of these achievements and experiences and games that you're playing, which allows you to create an identity of yourself. And that's the sort of automatic piece of it, is this just running history of everything that you're doing within the game universe, and then allowing you to augment that with your own manually entered experiences of when certain things happen, stories that you want to capture and tell. And then, of course, because it's in a very similar type of blogging, journaling format, people can leave comments about it, have conversations about it. So once we start bringing all that data in, it starts to just create this really good picture of what you're doing. But then there's also, going back and allowing you to add, all the characters that you've had in various MMOs and games over time, and upload screenshots of those, sort of catalog those. So if you played, you know, EverQuest and you had a bunch of top-level characters that sort of codify those, you know, tracking all the games you played and your memories and, you know, of those actual titles. And it could be back to games that you played before, you know, the internet even existed. I mean, what was the first game you ever remember playing on the Atari 2600? You know, how did that impact you? You know, the adventure games you played from Sierra on the IBM PC compatible. I mean, there's all these opportunities to capture these memories that you've had, and then those memories sort of make up who you are as a gamer. Also layer on top of that psychological profile. So you take a couple of quizzes that sort of determine what type of gamer are you. Are you the type of person who solos more? Are you the type of person that plays, you know, the medic a lot? Are you a support player? Are you a damage dealer? Are you, you know, a defensive player? And so it really, you know, you start to put all this together, and it creates a really great way to provide an identity for you that you can sort of carry into all these other communities and create embeddable badges that sort of say who you are and present who you are, present what your DNA is as a gamer, right? So that's, you know, really in a nutshell kind of the, you know, the grand vision of it all. And a lot of those components, you know, are stuff that is, if you go to guildcafe.com and you sign up, you can look at a lot of those components in beta. So if you go to gamerdna.com, you'll see there's a sign up for guildcafe.com. That's because guildcafe.com was actually the primary product that we're now in the process of converting over into a new sort of product based less on MMOs and more on general gaming as a whole. So you know, you can definitely sign up there and start seeing this product sort of evolve as we go. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right at the moment. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's, as I was getting ready to ask you, to, you know, gamerdna.com is what you said as far as the site, and so they can start, you can actually start, you can actually create an account now. It's just you got a little thing here that says register at guildcafe.com, correct? And this is all going to be transferred over once you get to the gamerdna.com domain, or?
Yeah, so, I mean, when you register at guildcafe.com, actually, we're in the process of sort of cleaving out. The Guild Cafe has a very significant guild hosting component that will continue to be Guild Cafe. And then a lot of the community features and the individual features around Guild Cafe will become gamerdna.com. And then we'll be folding in, of course, this automatic data capture system that we're building, which mirrors, you know, kind of the technology that we developed at 360 Voice. So definitely, I mean, if you sign up for Guild Cafe, you'll see there's a link to activate the beta. If you activate the beta, that gets you closest to what we're currently working on. That will become GamerDNA. So as far as your member home, your member profile, and a lot of the, you know, there's achievement systems, fame systems, friending, tracking all of your quiz answers and gaming attitudes, psychology profiles through the Bartle test, you know, all the lists of games that you play, the characters you've had, images and screenshots you can upload. So a lot of that's already been in development when I came into this. And so now it's really about taking what's been in development and sort of create a single product identity around it, which is going to be GamerDNA.
Sweet. It does sound, I mean, it sounds cool. It does really sound cool. I think it's, I'm definitely going to have to sign up and, you know, follow us along. I'm not as active as I would like to be in your guys' forums and things like that, but, you know, trying to keep up with all the other ones that I'm either in or, you know, with our community, trying to post out theirs. You know,
yeah.
Fun time in itself. I mean, you mentioned, you know, going from a part-time for fun type thing to a more full-time, you know, it's amazing. I mean, you know how much time, it's almost full-time no matter what. You may not be getting paid full-time, but you're sure putting in full-time, you know, with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that's the kind of thing. It's like, you know, I was kind of, you know, I left a pretty secure job to sort of jump into the startup world, you know, and our site is venture-backed, so we just, you know, we closed funding on that before I joined. But, you know, definitely, it's kind of crazy in that, as much as I work, though, it's still probably aggregately going to be less than when I worked, when I would work a full day and then come home and then work a full day.
Right.
So it's, you know, now it's maybe going to be a little bit less. So, but yeah, so yeah, Squid, what do you think of all that?
Same as these guys. I mean, it sounds cool. There's a lot of changes going on. I mean, it affects me. It affects me maybe a little bit more than these guys. Not a ton more, at least not right now. I think it's pretty neat. I think it's been pretty neat. It kind of takes everything to the next level. Like you said, instead of just focusing on 360 or your Xbox 360 gaming, you kind of can generalize and include everything. And that's kind of something that we always wanted to do. In fact, there's even, you know, comments in the blogs that'll say, you better not be playing the Wii because exercise or burning calories in gaming is just wrong or something like that. You know, if this, depending on, you know, what level all that stuff becomes, you actually could say he was playing the Wii as opposed to just kind of guessing. Stuff like that, I think that would be kind of neat.
Yeah,
I mean, it was always one of those scenarios where, you know, and I remember reading Twitter and seeing Chris Palladino from Gamerscore blog talking about this, where he was spending all this time playing World of Warcraft and was neglecting his Xbox. And it was always kind of like, well, you know, World of Warcraft has a feed. So, you know, if we were taking in the feed and saw that he was playing a lot of that and neglecting the Xbox, then it would be very easy to sort of, you know, to see that and to make a comment, you know, somehow on that choice between playing that, you know, platform versus playing another platform. So, I mean, you know, what's interesting, though, too, is it's even, you know, Windows games for Windows is already sort of blurring the lines. I mean, even with our Xbox 360 blog, there's already PC games starting to interject themselves into the blogs, you know. So if you play Halo PC, you know, that's live enabled, it's going to show up in your blog. So it's like already there are scenarios where it's not just going to be enough to have just an Xbox experience. It's, you know, we have to branch out from that and to incorporate all these other types of games that people play. So this is a natural opportunity to do that.
It's almost like your guys' blog is going to fuel the console war because all the consoles are going to be mad at each other because they're taking up my time. Xbox is going to be mad at my PS3 or at the Wii. And
Conversations. Steve and I have had conversations about that a lot. And I think, you know, we envision this idea that at the end of the day, you know, we're all gamers. And I think this whole platform war seems to be more predicated by a lot of these large gaming sites that, you know, get a lot of page views and ad impressions off of flame wars in their forums around, you know, which is better, which review score did better, and, you know, the PlayStation one or the Xbox one. I like to think of gamers as being a lot more platform agnostic. I think we choose one platform a lot of times because we can only afford one. So, you know, we make a commitment to one, and then because we've paid with our money, which is our, you know, the blood that we've spent, you know, working, there's an emotional connection to that. And I think that with something like Gamer DNA, you know, we can make it a lot more platform agnostic, and we can really recognize people for just playing games and start to do things like offer cross-platform type of achievements and leaderboards that even entice people to try games that they might not have tried before. I mean, we saw that at 360 Voice where by, you know, the way we manipulate the genres and the way we sort of make the badges work, that it sometimes opens people up to experiences that they wouldn't have otherwise had. Just like the achievement system for Xbox 360 opens people up to aspects of within the game, you know, that they might not have had before. So I really see Gamer DNA as an opportunity to maybe dispel the platform wars and just sort of say, you know, that there's all these great games out there, and what are games on other platforms or, you know, MMOs that maybe you don't even know you'd like an MMO, but, you know, based on the type of gamer that you are, that we're seeing that, you know, these are the types of games that other people like you are playing and enjoying, and here's their experiences that you're having. Go read about those experiences and maybe entice you to try and participate in some of those worlds as well. So I think that's really a big vision, I think, too, for us, is that idea of platform agnosticism in gaming, and I think we can try and do that with Gamer DNA.
Yeah, I would love for that to be around when, you mentioned doing past experiences and stuff of tracking. I played City of Heroes. That was like a big MMO that I played with City of Heroes, and I would love for it to blogged or logged online that, hey, Brun came home at 4 o'clock in the evening, and, oh, yeah, by the way, he didn't go to sleep until 6 in the morning because he was, you know, lost into this game and getting yelled at by his wife and all sorts of stuff. So it would have been pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is you can actually, you know, can go back and as part of signing up for the site, enter your heroes, your City of Heroes character, you know, dig up an old screenshot if you happen to take one and put it in there and describe, you know, about describe an experience about playing City of Heroes, you know, create a story around that for yourself to sort of remember that. And then other people can find that story and maybe you meet up with people that you played with in the past. You know, I've always thought about that. It's like I used to play all these really random PC games like Ancient Art of War and, you know, all these really old BBS door games. And I would love to be able to just, you know, load those up and say, hey, you know, here's some games I used to play in the past and here's what I remember about them and the fun I had with them. And for other people to be able to, when they go to add that game, see, oh, look, there's five other people who played, you know, Legend of the Red Dragon, BBS door games, or, you know, or Galactic Empire on major BBS, you know, back in the 80s. It's, you know, it'd be great to be able to find people who had those stories and to reminisce about them. So there's sort of a social networking aspect to this as well that sort of starts to evolve that I think could be really exciting.
It's just as you're talking and explaining this stuff, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking back about, like, you know, all the first experiences that I've had playing, you know, things like StarCraft and all sorts of stuff that's it's kind of, I don't know, you got me all excited now. So this is coming out tomorrow, right?
I mean, I you know, gamers get it. When you start talking to people about stories and memories, I mean, that's an aspect of why we play games. It's that these experiences that we have, like, our mind doesn't differentiate whether that was real or not. We just remember that it was fun and you remember every aspect about it. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, storming a beach in Call of Duty or, you know, fighting 200 people in Planetside MMO FPS, these are very just vivid memories that you have. And just like anything, you want to remember those and share those with others and tell stories, you know, just like if you were to play a softball game and remember who got the last hit in the bottom of the ninth, it's, you know, who made that awesome flag capture 3 years ago playing, you know, Halo or something, and to be able to just have those cataloged so that you can easily link back to those stories and those memories, I think is something that, you know, that's what we wanted with 360 Voice. Is I want to be able to link back to February 22nd when I played this game and got that finished the game and got those achievements and got those score, and I want to be able to have that as a linkable moment on the web that I can reference. And, you know, I think we could do that with a lot more than just Xbox games with Gamer DNA.
Yeah.
Will you be allowing people to, like, upload game video footage of, you know, what they're doing?
I think that, you know, longer term, that's inevitable. I think right now we're going to be allowing people to link to a YouTube embed. You know, so if you wanted to upload your video, you just upload it to YouTube, and then you can include the embedded video link. We already do that in a couple of places on the site when tracking news and favorites that people can submit. There's kind of a dig style. You know, what do gamers think is cool right now going on with it? So you can submit favorite links, news stories, videos, pictures. So I think incorporating that into the gamer experience is inevitable. I don't know if we'll actually host the video long term, just because, you know, that could be, if YouTube's going to do it, then might as well take advantage of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool aspect, because I see, you know, I know with Halo 3, that was a big thing of people always saying, hey, check out my video, and I know it's a thing that gamers really enjoy, and they get to show off some cool move that people are like, wow, you know, how did that happen?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you'd definitely be able to share the link or the embedded link and have that render. So, but yeah, you know, like I say, I've only been there. This is my fourth week. still sort of reeling from the acclimation process. But there's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like the product practically builds, designs itself. You just have so many good ideas, so many, you know, everybody on the team is a huge gamer. Everyone just wants to build something that they think it would just be great to use and fun to use. And I mean, that's why I joined. I just think it's a great opportunity and it's going to be an awesome product.
All right.
So when do Brun and I start?
Man, Wing, you're taking it. I was going to ask, hey, where do I submit my resume for a developing position? Or if you guys open up a podcasting division, you know, let us know.
Totally.
And too bad Kyle's not here, because I was going to admit, before Wing's question, you were talking about doing past experiences, you know. Kyle could always go back and be like, that's the time I hired my 80th driver for Forza 2, and I got my achievements out of it. So that's all stuff our listeners or viewers will remember, and since Kyle's not here, he's going to be like, hey, you know. I don't have any more questions. I don't know if Wing, if you have any more.
No, I think I pretty much wrapped it up. You know, congratulations. Cool. It's awesome. And I've already signed up, so I'm going to keep my eye on it. And I think it sounds like an awesome thing.
Cool. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for having us on and, you know, letting me talk about it. And, you know, it's definitely it's exciting times for 360 Voice. And, you know, we're going to continue to do a lot of cool stuff there and do a lot of cool stuff at Gamer DNA and just build a whole ecosystem of just capturing your gamer history. And that's the mission we set out with 360 Voice to do. And now we're just going to try and do it for every game ever made ever.
Ever.
That's going to be
not ambitious or anything, but
no.
You got to dream big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So. Good thing Squid Punch likes to work, because he's got a lot in front of him then.
Well, yeah. I actually dug out that TRS-80, and I'm playing my my game that I used to play on cassette tape, Bedlam, so that better start being tracked really soon.
Really?
Thanks,
yeah, guys.
Make sure you know, well, I wish you guys the best and congratulations, but make sure, since Steve's, you know, out with no internet connection, that, you know, we wish him the best too. So, and we'll keep in touch with you. We'll maybe grab you here, you know, in a month or so, and maybe get a status on you if you're not swamped and, you know.
No, I mean, that would be great. You guys have always
sleeping.
You guys have always been really great at getting us on, and you know, we thank you for that. So definitely, it'd be great to come back and sort of do a recap in a month and about where we're at and where things are going. It'd be fun.
Cool. But nice meeting you too, Squid. It's the first time that that you've been on with us, but yeah.
And just like in our own podcast, I monopolize all the conversation.
Well, in this circumstance, you have a hell of a lot more to talk about than I do.
We'll have to have a Squid only podcast one of these times, so we can just
that would probably
no VPs in the room, so you can like say bad things and.
It would probably be either very boring or very quiet. Or both.
All right, guys. Well, we'll cut you guys loose, and you guys enjoy your endeavor.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
So there you have it. Hope you guys thought it was exciting like I did. Wing and I kind of talked afterwards, I'm happy for him, and it's good to hear, and you know, let's when we see it and get to start using it, I imagine it's going to turn into something probably pretty big. So, and I'll have a link in the show notes to the new site, so you'll be able to click on that and get signed up and have some fun. Check it out.
And I just want to say thanks to the 360 Voice guys for, they let us know ahead of time, and and gave us the opportunity to interview them for this. And, we got to find out and be able to prep this and do this for them and for all our listeners as well, and be able to release this information on the same day they do their press release. So I feel humbled that you would, include us in that. And, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we wish you all the best.
And with that, we are on to our questions. So, jeez, I just glanced at the first question. Oh, Overkill, I haven't seen you in a while, and he was on. Was he on this last? I think he jumped on last night, and it was the first time I've seen him on for a long time. So I need to get on, start playing with him for a while. But
I think you'll see him in GTA 4.
Yeah,
he's gonna
probably
finally break out of his shell and come game with us.
Cool. All right. Well, Overkill's question: boxers or briefs? The Xbox podcast community is dying to know.
I don't.
Wing, you go first.
I don't think they are dying to know. And hey. All right. Here's my answer. Neither.
Man, I was hoping you were not going to answer that. That's why I wanted you to go first, because I was going to say I don't wear either of them.
Commando, baby.
I was going to say thongs.
I bet Kyle's a mesh guy.
All right, we're going too far. Depends on the mood there, Overkill. I don't know. Good question. I'm turning red right now. You may not be able to see it, but I'm turning red. He has a couple things in here. So, wings neither, moronic cows mesh, and I am thongs. Okay. So, says Wingman, as you know, I recently picked up Karaoke Revolution Presents American Idol Encore. Cheesy cow. My question is, what are your favorite songs to sing in the game? Question mark. I bet you belt out a mean version of Love Shack. It says, you want to answer that one?
Sure. I don't know anyone else that would be able to. Basically, my favorite song in that game to sing is Hemorrhage in My Hands by Fuel. Love the band, love the song. And it actually was kind of interesting. The first time I sang it, I actually got it perfect, a diamond it. So, but I also say another song that I got it perfect on, and that's that I can belt out a pretty darn good Celine Dion with the song My Heart Will Go On. So, there you go.
Oh, boy. On to the next question. How about you take this one?
All right, this is from Captain Hook, and he says, I was wondering, your favorite game on Xbox 360 and original Xbox? For me, the original Xbox, I'm not a Halo fan. But interestingly enough, I did play Halo on original Xbox, and it was one of the first games I actually played from start to finish. I do remember that, that's something I very rarely ever did. I never would complete a game for some reason; I'd get bored with it. But I did complete that. So I'd have to say that was one of my favorites, just for the simple fact of that. But another game was Indiana Jones game that I thought was really good, that I really enjoyed on the original Xbox. So.
Mine would be, I never had an original Xbox, believe it or not, but I do have some original Xbox games. I downloaded Sid Meier's Pirates because I played that game a long, long time ago on a different console, and also Fable. So, you have the sports games and whatnot, but I would probably say Fable out of the original Xbox, because it's one of the very few that I've played. Out of the 360, That's a good question.
Rainbow Six Vegas series, both 1 and 2, would be for me.
If I were to pick out of all the games that I've played, I mean, I liked Halo 3. I wouldn't call it my favorite. I like, you know, NCAA football. That was kind of fun. As far as playing, I don't want to say Call of Duty. I could say Call of Duty 4, but I really want to say Grawl 2. I do want to say Grawl 2 because it was a game that I didn't know if I would like. You know, it's when I first started the podcast, and you guys, you know, talked me into getting it, and I really liked it. So, but Grawl 2.
Cool. All right. And he says, also, do you believe it will hurt Fable 2 sells by now having out other... Okay. It's late, guys. All right. So excuse me. He says, do you believe it will hurt Fable 2 sales now that there are other games out with the same premise, such as be good or evil, do whatever you want? Will it affect the games, such as Mass Effect, Fallout 3, and Jade Empire? I can't even answer that because I don't play any of those type of games, so I have no clue.
I would say no.
All right, there you go.
Fable was a very, very big game, and yes, other games have done the good and evil thing, but it was like one of the first as far as on the console. I don't know if Fable came out before Black and White or not. Like, I played Black and White and Black and White 2 on the PC, which it did a good, but you're more like a god, good or evil god. but I don't think it is. So Fallout 3 looks sweet too. So, and I haven't played Mass Effect, but I heard it's good.
All right. His next one is, how much time do you spend gaming? I know with me being married and kids, I only get to do about 12 hours a week, mostly on the weekends. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I have kind of changed up my gaming habits a little bit, and the reason why is because I work and I have school, but also I like to spend time with my daughter. She goes to bed at like 9:30, so I jump on at 9:30. I usually play between an hour to an hour and a half a night, maybe, for nights that I can, but I do play a lot more on the weekends, so I would say I'm probably around the 10 to 12 hours a week range, I guess. So
I'm on the way too much range. My kids go to bed at 8, so boom, by 8:01 I'm on. I don't know, man. I probably play at least 2 hours a day, you know. And then the weekends, I don't know. I probably put in at least 15 hours a week, but I bet it's closer to 20.
Yeah, the thing on the weekends, though, is that's the time where I actually do get to spend more time, you know, with my, you know, wife and Evie and the boys and stuff like that. But the times that I do play on a weekend is maybe like 2, 3, 4 hours at a 3 hour shot or a burst or something like that. And then I kind of fall off, go watch a movie or something like that. So,
yeah.
Next.
All right. And here we go. You still got more. I was on the internet the other day and heard about Mortal Kombat versus DC. Do you think this is going to be a good game? They also said it will be rated teen. There will be no blood or fatalities. Do you think that will hurt the game? It's not Mortal Kombat if there's no fatalities.
And that's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, and I heard a podcast the other day, and they were like, you know, there's no way DC is going to let you do, you know, fatality on their characters, you know. So, and if they did, then it's like, you know, how can you rip out Superman's spine, you know? You can't. At least the Man of Steel, you know. It's like, so either way, you're not getting DC... true DC, or you're not getting true Mortal Kombat, so it seems very odd. So,
yeah, I think the game will probably fail.
I would agree.
So, one more from me.
And also, do you think the 360 is getting shafted because we are getting Yoda in Soul Calibur 4 instead of Darth Vader? No, because we're gonna get. What is that one coming up where you play Darth Vader's apprentice? You're the bad guy, and you actually get to play Vader for a little bit.
Oh,
I just totally drawn a blank, but Force Unleashed something like that.
Yes, yes, that is it. Yes, good call.
So, you know what? I to me, it seems stupid to have him in there. It's a Soul Calibur game. It's not a Star Wars game. So I think it's retarded they put him in anyway. So.
Yeah, I was going to say it really doesn't matter. If you buy the game, you're getting the game for the Soul Calibur characters, not those two. So.
Alrighty.
And next we have Major Spork, and he's got a little list of things and maybe a comment here. It says, do you think games and accessories, not including the monthly fee for Xbox Live we pay from Microsoft for the Xbox, are overpriced? I'll let you answer first.
I think they're fair. I thought it was not, because Microsoft put out a pretty decently aggressive priced console. So out the door, you've got, between the PS3 and the 360, you've got a much cheaper console. When you look at the cost of, I'm not going to compare them, but I do think $50 for controller is a little pricey for, like, you know, a regular Xbox controller. And I'm talking the wireless ones. I think they're about $50. But you can get deals on them. And I think considering the quality of these controllers, and I still swear that the 360 is the best console controller ever made. It's amazing. And I think it's not a bad price. I think it's worth it.
I would say that I think they are also fair, except for one.
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing that I think is completely unfair is the hard drive.
Oh, then make it two.
The large hard drive.
I wasn't thinking
what
the hard
was your
drive.
One?
The wireless adapter, $100. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah, you know
that's,
what? That is true
that's
also.
That's like $10 worth of hardware if that.
Yeah, that is true. And you know, the bad part is I have two of them, so.
Oh, someone's getting paid too much.
Yeah, but, and also, Xbox Live, just to do a tidbit on this, and to hit the things of why I think sometimes I can be right at a couple things I say, or that we've actually said, is when you don't pay for things like Xbox Live, what happens is you get delayed again. Okay, Home was announced in 2007, and now will not be out until 2009.
That's if it doesn't get pushed back yet again.
Yeah, I mean...
Even more. So, but...
It'd be done now. If people would have to pay for that service, Sony would have had that out a long time ago because they would have wanted to start collecting on that money. And, you know, they could probably... I mean, they're putting resources into it. It's just, you know...
A lot.
There you go.
A lot.
Yeah. I just re-upped mine. $50 a year is not that bad. It's actually 13 months. $50 for 13 months. I know people that spend more than... What's that break out to?
It's $4 a month. It comes up to like $4 a month. It's a lunch at McDonald's will cost you more than that.
Yeah, so
it's cake. It's nothing. It's not even worth people complaining about. It's such a small amount. So,
and Major gave a quick example, but we kind of answered it in pretty much detail. So,
yes, some things are overpriced. Other things I think are fair. So,
yep.
And he also asked about the games. Do you think the games are too much at $60 when we used to pay $40 or $50.
You got to think about the times before the $40 and $50. Games used to be $60 and $80. Dreamcast games were like $70, $80.
Well, remember the Neo Geo? They were $200 for the games.
Yeah,
the Neo Geo system.
I mean, I would like to see cheaper games, and honestly, I think games should start to become a little bit cheaper, but I don't think $60. I mean, really, all it's going to do is drop $10. I mean, you're not going to get it for $40. You'll maybe start getting them for $50, but it's still not going to be that big of a difference.
So.
All right. And then last question, Soul Assassin says, what do you guys think of COD 5 going back to World War II?
I don't know. It depends what they're going to do. See, that's the thing.
Well, I know Treyarch's going to be doing COD 5, and it won't be Infinity Ward.
Uh-oh.
And I, you know what, I didn't totally hate COD 3, but it definitely lacked, it just didn't have the Infinity Ward feel to it. But I am sick and tired of World War II shooters. I'll guarantee I won't be buying this if it's World War II. I will probably rent it to run through because I am a COD fan, but I'm really tired of World War II games.
Yeah, I probably won't be buying it.
So
I can tell you right now I won't be buying it, and my main thing is because Infinity Ward's not doing it.
Right.
So.
Alrighty, well, that wraps that up. And hey, you know what? Big shout out to Cashfly. Thank you for the super fast speeds. They host our show for us every week. When you're downloading our show, you're pulling it from cashfly.com. If you want to host anything, you want to do your own little podcast, you want to, you know, set up a family website or something, check out cashfly.com. You cannot go wrong. They will treat you right. Tell them the Xbox Podcast guy sent you.
All right. No frappers. So unless you have anything else, I think we're concluding episode 55.
I think we're good. Let's wrap it up. Let's go.
All right. As we always do at the end of every show, questions, comments, complaints to contact at xboxpodcast.com or on the forums, xboxpodcast.com/forums. You know, before we take off, you know, once again, thanks to 360 Voice and their crew, and we appreciate the time that they gave us and the scoop that we got to record and get to put out for everybody. So, wish you the best. Take us away.
This is Wingman 709. I'm going to go jack me a car. See you in Liberty City.
And this is BJ Swick 33, and because they are...
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.